SEN.
Great to have you with us this morning. Excuse me, understand you can't be with us all morning. We have given Essendon a big rap. They were outstanding, and we have given Melbourne a nice assessment.
Serve. A nice serve, Gary. And, you gave him a big serve, you did.
All understandable. Ryson DeChambeau, he's won the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit on 23 under. Things can change quickly in this game. That's the other thing. So for Demon supporters and others that are struggling today, this morning with their team, things can change quickly. It was only a couple of weeks ago that some questions were being raised about the Western Bulldogs, but they've gathered themselves and they were impressive again on the weekend with a nice 49-point win over the Kangaroos. And Alex Keith's been good enough to join us. Alex, welcome.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. What has changed? Help us out here. It was a bit of a battle early on in the piece, but you got things together nicely.
Yeah, no, it's been good the last sort of few weeks. And, obviously we started the season pretty poorly with a couple of performances that were well below what we sort of expected and I think what, our supporters would have expected from us. So, yeah, it's been nice to bounce back. I think, a bit of chemistry and some real confidence building in our younger players, which has been great to see.
This is your first year, of course, so you haven't got anything to compare it with, but for us outsiders, it looks like it's back to the way that they play their very best footy. You know, a lot of pressure, a lot of flicking the ball around by hand and moving it quickly.
Yeah, I think so. From what I knew of the Dogs before I got there, that's certainly been the case. But I think we're pretty keen, and the messaging's been on, it's a bit of a new identity now, and not trying to reflect too much on bygone years or anything like that. So it's been nice to see a bit of a style come to the fore in the last few weeks.
Alex, everyone talks about that connection. You're sort of one of the stabilisers in the back six. Are you feeling more comfortable now and more at home with the guys around you?
Yeah, I think as each game's gone by, you sort of start to build those relationships. And I guess with the corona break as well, you don't have that match practice. So, we got back together and you do your training and bits of match sim, but nothing beats sort of, time out on the ground and in terms of building those connections and that sort of chemistry. So, yeah, I think that's been really important and hopefully that can continue.
Talking about building, Tim English is starting to build nicely as a ruckman in this competition. What you've only been there a short period of time, though, but from what you've seen so far, what's your impression of him as one of the up-and-coming ruckmen in the competition?
Yeah, he's got best hair in the game, I reckon, for a start. He's
a professor, doesn't he?
He's coming along, really nicely, and his athleticism and work around the ground is something that gives us a bit of an edge. And his contest work on the weekend was really good against a high class opponent. So he certainly gets back and supports us defenders really well. And his aerial work's been really impressive.
Alex, what happens now? Off to the hub this afternoon, we're led to believe. What sort of information have you been given in relation to all this?
Yeah, we don't have a great deal of information. We know that we're heading off around lunchtime today, and the first 2 weeks in the hub will be in, I believe, really strict isolation. So not too many activities, and I think it's basically just staying around the hotel and obviously training and games for the first couple of weeks. So that's basically where it's at. But we're looking forward to it, and just have to. I think everyone's in the same boat with all the Victorian sides heading off.
I was just reading also that you've got six or seven players who are taking family up as well.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not across it exactly, but I know that there were a lot of boys with those plans. So I think from what I believe, the families will be jumping on the flight today, which is awesome, and I think it'll add a bit around the hotel as well.
Bevo's theming around the game and finals, everything associated with the game is legendary. What has he done around this whole idea of going into a hub for you as a group of players?
Yeah, I think just going at it with a positive attitude and seeing it as a bit of an adventure. We've got younger group of players, and I think that's really important with guys looking forward to away trips, and this one's probably a bit longer than the normal away trip, but our younger boys really really enjoy and embrace that, and I think the older groups gets carried along with them. So we're really looking forward to going away together. It'll have its challenges. We've got some people leaving loved ones behind and whatnot, but as I said, every team's in the same position. So yeah, we'll just look to make the most of it.
Did you read the manuscript that the AFL put out about going into the hub and the protocols surrounding it? And I don't know whether or not this has been reported accurately, but partners of players were advised maybe just to ring them once or twice a week. Texting's okay, but not too many phone calls. Did you read that bit as well?
I didn't read that bit. I had a quick skim through the protocols. It was pretty extensive, but I'll leave that up to our COVID manager at the club to relay. I think we got a meeting this afternoon, so not sure. I'll maybe try and sneak in a few extra phone calls over and above that, I think.
I know you're a bit light on detail, but do you know about the sleeping arrangements and stuff like that? Do you get your own room or you get your own space? Do you know, has that been relayed to you?
Yeah, I think it's the AFL has done a terrific job. Just speaking with some of my former teammates at Adelaide, they've said that the setup's been fantastic. So yeah, I think we're really fortunate with the way we'll be looked after, and I think we get our own rooms, and things will be looked after in terms of food and beverage and whatever else that the players need. While particularly in the first 2 weeks, while it sounds like we're in pretty strict isolation.
And Lachie Hunter, he served his penance. You expect him to be back this week?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be pretty excited to get back out there, and I think he'll be full steam ahead, trying to prove a bit of a point as well. So he's an awesome player, and a really sharp leader on the field, and with the way he sets everything up, and I think he'll be a great addition this week.
Alex, did you read the article from Sam McClure, or written by Sam McClure in The Age yesterday, about the Adelaide Football Club camp? Did you read that?
Yeah, I had a look.
Yeah. Was it accurate?
I think it probably is, but I've certainly moved on from the camp. I think most people have, so it's probably going over a few things that have been written a few times over now. So I think most people have moved on from that.
Is it something the players still talk about, those that were on the camp, Alex, or not? Have you all just decided that, okay, we put that behind us, move on?
We certainly don't talk about it as much as the media talk about it, but I think it's probably an attractive thing to write about, and easy to link that to the difficulties that the Crows are having on the field. So yeah, it seems to keep popping its head up, but I think it's, as I said, I think it's been written about a few times over now.
Are you feeling for your old mates at Adelaide? Not about the camp. I'm just talking. Are you feeling for your old mates at Adelaide? Not about the camp. I'm not talking about now. Just about where they're at right now without a win this season.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got some great mates from the Crows who obviously it's difficult when they're not able to get a win so far. So still keep in contact with a lot of those boys, which is good. But hopefully they'll be able to get things together.
Hey, it's an exciting time. The Bulldogs are back and going nicely again. You got the Blues on Sunday. So another opportunity perhaps to just keep yourself ensconced in that top eight. Thanks for joining us this morning, Alex, and good luck up on the Gold Coast.
Cheers, guys. Really appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks,
Alex Keithy. Keithy?
Yeah, Alex Keith, Keithy, yeah.
You went with a Keithy. Fair enough. I read the camp from The Age on the weekend. Did you learn anything new? Was it an eyebrow raiser? Was it an enlightening? No. Did it shock you?
No, it didn't, because I'd heard all those things previously. There's a bit from, sorry, Sam's article, there's a bit more detail in it, but I'd learned all those things before about Hatfeld. Now, can I just clarify? I would have asked him a question, somebody that was there, whether or not it was accurate. That was all. I think.
Isn't that
what we're supposed to do?
That's your, my role is when we're interviewing people to come up with the relevant questions, and it was a. Well, it got some prominence.
Probably more detail than we'd read before, I think, around it. Would that be right in saying?
Yep, there's a few things in there, but just confirmed everything that when you talk to some Adelaide people who continue to suggest that it hasn't been an issue, you shake your head a little bit when you do, you know, you go back over exactly what happened. It did seem like a massive mistake. Move on, FFS. You might have to explain what that is. Yeah, no, we understand. But it was, as we said, it was a talking point over the weekend. Hey, the Saints are going beautifully. Wisp, fourth on the ladder, if you don't mind. Just in the top four for St Kilda fans. Is it time to get excited? Well, they've got a little bit to deal with. They're heading up to Noosa. So we'll take a break and we'll join there. Now, I've got to get the title right because he gets a bit snarky. Chief Operating Officer Simon Lethlean is going to join us next to talk us through exactly what sort of challenges the Saints and other clubs have got in front of them in the coming days.